time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
No, not too bad. Not too bad. We're going to get another nice day like yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day.
It was real nice yesterday afternoon. Real nice. Kendall Warren's in with us as we get going here this morning. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got 3 used electric ranges. Got 2 older chest type freezers, 120 cubic foot and 125 cubic foot. Both of them work good. Got 7 used refrigerators. Got a near new room air cleaner. A natural gas director vent water heater. We still have that. Several used gas clothes dryers. Got 3 used built-in dishwashers, all in great condition. And a French door bottom freezer with an ice and water dispenser like new. Dehumidifiers in stock in 30, 40, 50, and 70 pint models. These are new. And also have room air conditioners several sizes to choose from. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amman, LG, Maytag, and GE, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Water heaters are made in the United States, and of course we do install them and take care of that service later if it's needed. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. On last Friday, the Atlantic softball program had a chance to welcome back a former player, Joey Shopey. From back in the 80s, one of the best softball players in Atlantic High School history. The doubleheader that they planned that night against Thomas Jefferson, where they were going to do a Hall of Fame induction ceremony, was rained out. But they did give us a chance to go up and visit with Joey a little bit. She did make the trip all the way back from Colorado for this. But during her 4 years at Atlantic High School, she was a Hawkeye 8 All-Conference first teamer all 4 of those years. She was selected to the All-State 5th team in 1981, and she was a first team All-Stater in 82, 83, and 84. And then she went on after high school to play at Creighton University as a catcher, leading the Blue Jays to the 1986 College World Series, where she was named to the NCAA College World Series All-Tournament team. And even after sports was passed, greatness wasn't enough for her through sports. She spent 3 years as a captain in the Air Force, and the last 15 years she's been operating her own dental practice, Shopey Dental, out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Nice individual. We did have a chance to visit with her and Atlantic softball coach Terry Hinsman a bit during the course of that Friday visit. We'll let you listen in.
Talk a little bit about what it means to you to be honored like that.
You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today just about how great this community is, and to be able to come back here and see what they're doing with the program now and it thriving and all that. It's just neat to see. It means a lot to me because I feel like all of my life started here, and everything I learned to get me to where I am today started here. And a lot of that started with the fundamentals with softball, and learning to be a good athlete comes with a lot of practice and a lot of dedication, but it also means you had some really good people in your life, whether it was upperclassmen that helped you along or whether it was the coaches. You know, I was telling somebody earlier about that the plaque that I received, Lynn Barnes made, and I really, it was not long after the World Series when I really was thinking about how I got to where I was, and Lynn Barnes was the park and rec coach for little girls softball, because we didn't have that right away. I actually had to start playing with the baseball team, and so I remember how important fundamentals were to him, and he was a phenomenal coach, and then, you know, Coach Sims and the other coaches, Coach Jenkins, really kind of picked up from there. But laying those good fundamentals and is really what helped me. I was a very mechanical hitter. I was a good hitter because of the mechanics that I learned, and that carried me through, you know, college ball as well. So, and that was one of the things that I had a lot of kudos from the people there, you know, to have them talk about how the hitting style was that I had and to try to mimic that. So I knew that I had some really good fundamentals. Yeah.
Atlantic was maybe a little slow in picking up a lot of the girls, the female sports mm-hmm. and stuff. But once it did, it took off pretty rapidly, and you got to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that as a community here, I think we really strive to have our kids have the ability to have opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, and by exposing us to so many things, I think it was a big thing for women to be able to have their own opportunity. It's, you know, when I was going through dental school, I was one of, you know, less than 25%. I think it was maybe even less than 10% of dentists were female. So I know that giving women an opportunity not only in athletics helps them to have the confidence to go on and do other things that aren't necessarily considered, you know, things that women should be doing. But obviously, you know, it is something for me that is a passion and something I really enjoy. And I know that the confidence that I gained and everything that I did in athletics and the character building and the hard work and all that stuff, you know, perseverance, all that stuff comes from those coaches pushing you to be your best. And I have a great family that pushed me to be my best as well.
Is there any special memory, any event, game, anything in particular that you kind of take away is still something you think about?
When I was getting ready for this, you know, it's funny how we started talking about some things, and I was talking about how it was my freshman year, and we were playing for the conference championship. Christy Wright was the pitcher then, and we were warming up, and I ended up making some, you know, just being clumsy and got my shin guards caught, fell, and it went out to the mound, and I smiled, and it looked like I had Oreos in my teeth. So it kind of was like comic relief for the whole team. And then we ended up playing, because everybody just, once we busted up laughing like that, we ended up just really relaxing, and we ended up winning, and I ended up winning, hitting two home runs that night. So I felt pretty good about having the Oreos in my teeth, if that's what it took. But that was one. You know, we had a lot of good memories with all the different, you know, athletes that I've played with. You know, I remember Billy and Jackie Hoover, you know, just being great athletes that I had an opportunity to be on teams with both them, and for softball, but also in track. And they were both part of that team that when we actually won state with just eight people, you know. And so it's those kind of things. But it's the people. You know, we had great fans that would come out and support us. We had great coaches and our teachers in school. I mean, I think that it was good that they pushed you in whatever way you were, whether you were somebody that was more of into, you know, the drama and theater, or if you're in athletics, you know, they would push you to be your best in whatever your passion was.
Right. Athletics in high school seems to have changed quite a bit from then to now, from when we were participating.
Yeah, it's been so long ago. I'm not sure. I know.
Well, you played everything.
Yeah.
Most of us, we played everything.
Yeah.
Now it seems like kids are being forced to kind of specialize.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
pick
true.
One that they like, work real hard at it all year long. And
right.
Stuff. Are they kind of missing out sometimes?
You know, I think the thing that I worry about, and I know I have a good friend that coaches college basketball at the Air Force Academy prep school, and she also does a lot of training for kids that they actually are getting training coaches in high school to be able to get to the college level. And so I worry about it becoming more of a business in a way, that in the coaches kind of pushing more in the lines of that for themselves, versus what they're trying to do is develop these young athletes and soon to be leaders in our country. And I'm concerned about burnout, you know, and that if it's not just about winning, and yes, that's important, but it's how we go about it and the ethics and all the things that are behind that that make us really great leaders and individuals that we want our kids to develop into. But, you know, it's just like anything, you know, we're going to progress, and just like, you know, things with knowledge and internet and all that stuff, we all have to learn to adapt. And I think if we keep, you know, like I was talking earlier, you know, the things that I learned from the small town that really has allowed me to keep those just fundamentals in life and fairness and honesty and work hard and perseverance and all those things, I do believe are still available to us through athletics, whether you choose just one sport, you know, if you're forced to, because that's where you're going, or not. But those are really laying good foundations for what you're going to do as a part of a team, you know, in your job or in your home, with your family, you know, whatever you choose to do in life. I think all those things are really important.
and they miss out on some of the things you talked about, the relationships, the bonds that you're forged there too, unfortunately. Was Terry the one who made the call to you then?
Yeah.
What was your response? What did you think?
Well, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I was like, wow, that's an honor. I felt you know, humbled. I mean, there's a lot of really great athletes that have come through. It was neat to see that Joel Sims was the first one. You know, he had some phenomenal years with some phenomenal athletes, and he knew how to take good talent and take it to, you know, the maximum. But, you know, I just think back to all the opportunities that I've had because of it and what I grew from it. And it's interesting because I was actually inducted into the State Hall of Fame in 92. I was called back from when I was in the Air Force, and I had the opportunity to come back for that. But I was really pleased to see that Terry has taken the steps that he has to get this going, because I think, just like you said, with how things have changed so much, is that he is making a good tradition here, and I know he's made a lot of effort to you know, get the Facebook page up and to give these guys a sense of history, you know, that you are one of many great people that have stood on this field. And to be a part of that kind of gives you that sense of pride. When you put on that uniform, that stands for something. And you're holding, you know, up what everybody else, you know, aspires to be and to have, you know, just really great pride in our school and in our community. And I think we're very fortunate to be here, and I think it gives them something to shoot for, you know.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's pretty cool.
I appreciate it.
Time goes on.
Yeah.
You know, we were all athletes at one time. We liked to think we were pretty good. You know?
Yeah, right.
But you just think after a while, well, the next crop comes through. People forget. Time moves on. You know, it's nice to all of a sudden get a phone call and say, hey, come on back. We want to remember all the good things you did.
Yeah, it's a huge honor, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, very good. Terry, talk about being able to do this. I heard it from Joey's perspective when you called her. What about your thoughts when you gave her a call?
Well, as far as her individually, you couldn't have a Hall of Fame without having the name Joey Shopey in it, because of all the accomplishments she's had, not just necessarily in softball, but in other sports as well, track and field. I know she still holds some records, but to let her five straight years and to be on the all-state team for four of the years that she plays, and on the first team for three of those years, and then to go on to the career that she did in the College World Series. I know that when she came over here to the dugout, and we got a little thing up on the wall of the dugout where we're all picking College World Series teams, kind of generate a little interest amongst the girls as far as who's playing, and here walks in someone who has experience actually playing in the College World Series and talking with our girls. It was awesome to have Joey come in and talk to the kids. But, you know, the whole focus of the Hall of Fame and the things that we're trying to do is to make sure that everybody's aware of the strong tradition that Atlantic softball has had in the past, the conference championships that they've had and won, and the people who have played on this very same field that our girls are playing on right now. And they sort of lose track of that sometimes, I think. Your 4 years of high school go by pretty quick, and then you kind of forget what has happened. So the whole goal is maybe tradition.
Time goes on. You had your high school days, you had your accolades and whatever else. Then all these years later, all of a sudden you get a phone call and say, come on back. We want to, you know, it's nice to be remembered, and it's nice to know that something that you worked so hard to build is still working hard to continue to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was so nice to drive all the way here from Colorado. And then, of course, our Iowa weather throws a wrench into plans as far as the game is. But, you know, that's really kind of one of the things, too, we're hoping as far as our girls are, to look down the road and someday maybe they're the ones that are coming out here talking to the young girls about softball and life and things like that. So, you know, we hope to keep it going. We had two very deserving people, Joel Sims last year and with Joey Shopey this year, and we'll see how it goes
next year. Yes, we will. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren now so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers just enough right for 5 soon, including 22 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible, portable. Got a very good selections of refrigerators in stock, more on the way. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, top load and front load with sizes up to 25 cubic foot. And, of course, they have offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. Some of the new models of Speed Queen are coming out. They've increased that warranty from 3 years to 5 years. Stop and see us at W&S, the pot's on, and try to do it today. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, thanks again to Joey and Terry for giving us a little bit of time to visit, and congratulations. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.